The so-called PRO Act is a landmark worker empowerment bill that seeks to create a fairer economy by strengthening protections for workers' right to organize a union and bargain for higher wages, better benefits, and safer working conditions. Committee Chair Bernie Sanders says this act is vital to prevent big corporations from breaking the law and denying workers' rights with impunity.
In the last several years, corporations like Starbucks, Amazon, and others have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on union-busting campaigns and anti-union law firms. And what happens right now, if you are a corporation breaking the law, there is virtually no federal response to that. You can break the law with impunity. So what this bill is about is saying to corporations, if you break the law, you know what? You know, I can't get away with it anymore.
The PRO Act would hold employers accountable when they violate workers' rights, ensure that most workers are included under the National Labor Relations Act's protection, and protect collective action. It would also strengthen employees' bargaining rights and modernize the union election and enforcement process. The PRO Act also seeks to change the classification of certain types of workers to allow them to unionize, which companies such as Uber and Lyft strongly oppose. If this bill were passed, gig workers would be classified as employees. They would be able to unionize and ask for better wages and benefits, including paid sick time and workers' compensation. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana says this law would prevent the workers of these companies from keeping their flexibility.
Independent contractors, we call them freelancers, make their own hours, they choose the type of work they wish to do. They're shielded from forced or coerced unionization that would strip that flexibility away. Now, of course, this has made eliminating this classification a top priority for large labor unions who benefit from more workers being forced to pay mandatory union dues.
But Sanders argued that gig workers need the protections of existing labor law.
The ABC test in this bill ensures that misclassified workers have the right to organize and fight back against union-busting efforts by profitable corporations like Uber and Lyft.
The PRO Act passed the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020 and 2021, but never passed the Senate because of the threat of a Republican filibuster. This time again, the act has little chance of passage. But it is seen as an important messaging bill for workers' rights, and President Joe Biden has already committed to signing it if Congress were to pass it. For KPFA News, I'm Jean Martel.